Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer, of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's actually a lot of activity in Harrisburg right now, and some of it has to do with what's going on with that reapportionment map. I understand that there is a legal component to this reapportionment effort that is working its way through the courts. What's going on?
We've talked about reapportionment several times on the program, and the Legislative Reapportionment Commission has finalized their work and redrawn the state legislative boundaries throughout the state. But there is a legal component whereby people have the option to file official objections with the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, and the deadline has come and passed for that. But there were 11 objections filed with the Supreme Court, and I know that the Supreme Court has scheduled a day to hear oral arguments, and that'll be on January 23rd. It's certainly important that the court move forward quickly with hearing those arguments because there are statewide implications with our electoral process. So hopefully the court will move forward quickly and we can move forward with the new legislative district.
And of course, the House will be going back into voting session next week. What are some of the issues that the General Assembly is going to be looking at here as we go into a new year?
Well, we certainly have a number of issues, and we're anticipating the governor's budget address that'll be coming up very soon in February. For this coming week, we have several things that'll be on the voting schedule, including a bill that would provide for public-private partnerships in Pennsylvania. And that dives into the issue of transportation. Public-private partnerships are one component that could help in a number of areas of Pennsylvania with the transportation challenges that we have. And I'm looking forward to considering what's in the bill. It's changed a few times, and I know there's going to be a lot of discussion and debate on that particular bill this week.
You're also a member of the House Veterans Affairs and Emergency Services Committee. I know that committee met this week and held a hearing on an issue that has to do with the availability of fuel in Pennsylvania, the refining of fuel, and what could happen if our capacity to actually produce gasoline and diesel fuel is significantly reduced. What are some of the circumstances that we're facing in Pennsylvania that could give us real problems in the future?
I was in Harrisburg this week for a public hearing of the House Veterans Affairs and Emergency Preparedness Committee, and the topic of the hearing was a discussion on the planned refinery closures that are expected in the Philadelphia region. Sunoco and ConocoPhillips have two refineries in the Philadelphia region. One is actually closed now, or it's technically idled, and the other one is planned to be closed. And there were a number of questions raised about safety concerning the closing of these refineries and also the economic impact of the surrounding communities. There are certainly a number of issues that were raised, and one of them being the effect on the refining capacity and the availability of refined material in Pennsylvania. You know, we have a situation where we need more refining capacity. We need more oil refineries in Pennsylvania, and we're having a hearing dealing with the possible closure of two refineries. So there are a number of issues. We have to keep a close eye on it and look at how these closures will affect gasoline and heating oil prices for Pennsylvania consumers. Certainly, there's a lot of issues, and there was a lot of testimony presented, and it was very informative. The committee also had the opportunity to tour the Emergency Operations Center at the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency headquarters in Harrisburg and get an update from the PEMA director, Glenn Cannon, on really what the agency is doing for emergency preparedness, and was certainly quite impressive. It's an agency that responds to all sorts of disasters and emergency declarations that we have in Pennsylvania. And before being elected to the legislature, I worked for the McKean County 911 Center and also worked with the McKean County Emergency Management Agency. So I'm familiar with much of the emergency preparedness system, but it was certainly very informative, and I was glad to take part in this update.
And, of course, this week was the 96th Annual Farm Show. I understand you got to visit down there, and I understand that there were a lot of local exhibitors there, including some folks from local 4-H groups. What went on?
Well, I did have the opportunity to visit when I was in Harrisburg for the veterans hearing, and there were a lot of local people at the farm show. Actually, one of our 4-H groups, the Potter County 4-H Club, the Cow Patty Kickers, sang at the opening of the farm show on Saturday, and so I congratulate them. I heard that they did an excellent job. I also want to congratulate a Potter County student, Kristen Heyman of Genesee, who was presented with a 2012 Farm Show Scholarship.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next week for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.